We're here at the opening of the Bear Crop Science North American Bee Care Center. With me is Annette Schurman, and she's head of the Bear Bee Care Center in Mannheim, Germany, which opened 2 years ago. So, Annette, tell me a little bit about that center and what the status is after 2 years.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, we've established that center at our headquarters of Bayer Crop Science and Bayer Animal Health. So we built it upon the research work that had been done over the last 30 years at that site. So with this, we've sort of added just the outreach facilities there. So we have an exhibition room, we have a bit of an educational area, we have an apiary there. But for really the lab and the research work, we are still working through the institutes that we have on site. On top of that, we've signed contracts with, in total, 12 research facilities around the world where we are working on various pests and pathogens, where we are also working on how to provide additional food sources, very much then dependent on, or let's say, related to a local level. But of course, we are also working on areas where we can improve our stewardship efforts across from seed treatment through foliar applications, and also what a farmer can do at the end to attract various pollinators to increase the yield or the quality of his crops.
So how is it now? You have this center open to the public there, and how many people get to go through it then?
We have days in which we have 100 people. We have days in which we have just two. If we take more time, if we really want to have an intense discussion. You know, we have everything from school kids to... We had the Minister of Economy of Canada, of Saskatchewan, there. I think we appreciate every comment we get. We have had good discussions with NGO representatives from Greenpeace or Bug Life in the UK, because if we really want to make progress, we really have to listen to each other and understand our concerns. And I think we get something out of each and every discussion, whether it's a small little beekeeper from the Provence in France, or whether it's really one of the key big farmers we might have in the Ukraine, because everybody has an interest in sustaining pollination. And I just love it. It's an exciting exercise that we're doing.
Well, it's interesting. So how does the issues that we have with bee health here in the United States compare to the issues in Europe?
I think the most important difference we have is that in Europe we mainly have hobbyists doing beekeeping. So we barely have these large-scale operations over here, which is really linked to the business model behind beekeeping. So in Europe, it's really we have 99% hobbyists. So they just do this. They sell perhaps some 100 kg of honey a year, but that's it. They don't make any money out of pollination. But if you think about the large-scale beekeepers here, starting in California, pollinating almonds, crossing the country and continuing in Florida, that's a completely different aspect. Certainly in terms of the beekeeping practices, if you're handling 10 hives or 10,000 hives, you totally have to adjust your measures. And the other thing is, of course, adding the stress being caused by transporting beehives 10,000 miles a year is another element. And I think also the fact that you don't have that much time that you can dedicate to one individual colony to really do proper examination, what a beekeeper with some 3 hives can do, that's one of the key differences. And also the fact that we have a lower density of bee colonies here, which that at the end, of course, requires that they get transported throughout the country, which is not the case. If you compare it in the U.S., we might have some 2.5 million colonies. In Germany, if you think about the size, we have roughly 1 million. So 2.5 versus 1 for a country big like the U.S. versus a country small like Germany, then you also have different issues in terms of epidemiological aspects of what's about the spread of diseases and so on.
Pollination is not then a business like it is here in the United States. So how important are bees as pollinators then to the agriculture industry in Europe?
Barely. Yeah. We have a few apple orchards which are keeping their own bees. You know, it's simply the availability. If you think of the fact that if we have a million bee colonies in Germany on the size of a country like us, there's no need to get them moved around and encourage a local beekeeper to put their hive next to their fields. Although we see more and more, particularly in oilseed rape, but also in fruit orchards, that they start to get a bit of a, yeah, not a real contract, but that the beekeeper at least may get some $50 or something, or, you know, a bit of a little gift, so that they talk more intensively to each other. And we see in places, you know, like in southern Spain, where with all of the citrus production, agriculture is big, or also in northern Italy, there we get some first, I would say, professional beekeeping, but not at all comparable to what we have in the U.S.
Well, what about the health issues? Do you have the varroa mite and the colony collapse disorder and those kind of issues?
You know, because the varroa mite was introduced to Europe much earlier than to the U.S. This originally came from Asia and was brought into Europe in the late 70s. So we do have a longer history in dealing with that pest. And also we have more and more viruses being transmitted through these mites. That's one issue, and also the fact that the availability of bee medicines wasn't that good over the last couple of years, so we have a higher level of resistance compared to some other places. So varroa is by far the number one issue, but also the ones that you have here, the foul brood, we have that in some places in Europe. More recently, a new pest was introduced also from Asia. It's a sort of Asian hornet, which is the devastating colonies. That's really horrible. If you look into YouTube and think of a video how this hornet kills bee colonies, this is crazy. And so this is really, this is disgusting. And you know, we also have in some places, depending on the climate conditions, we also have Nosema, which is a sort of endoparasite. So pretty comparable. What we don't have in Europe is the small hive beetle, which affects colonies to some extent here in North America. And depending a bit on the landscape, we also have the issue of the availability of food sources. The larger the agricultural scale, the less the variety of food and nectar sources. So that's another area where we really have to work on to encourage not only farmers, but also everybody in our own properties and gardens, and also municipalities, what they can do to just exchange public green into bee habitat, actually.
Well, as far as your center in Germany is concerned, what are your goals? What would you really like to see this accomplish in the next 5 years?
First and foremost, providing more solutions to combat really bee diseases. That's what we are working on, and we are targeting to submit the registration for new varroa sites from end of next year onwards. Beside of that, finding solutions to combat some of the more or the newer pests and pathogens, such as this Asian hornet, to find collaboration partners, what can we do about that? Beside of really providing concrete solutions on bee health, I think fostering a better exchange and maybe better understanding, not only amongst beekeepers and farmers, but also getting a bit of a new perspective on the bee issue as such also in the society. You know, many people are concerned that the bee colonies are disappearing, which if you think of the number of colonies over the last 10 years, the number of colonies remains stable in Europe, which is not what might be reflected or what you might think of. Because the main factor behind this driving the number of colonies is basically a socioeconomic one. If there's a good reason for you to keep bees, either because it's your business or because you love your hobby, then you do this, right? But if there's no motivation, then no bee colonies. So, and if we get a bit of this complex picture of what's affecting bee health, what are the real facts around it, and get all the from the very positive to the very critical stakeholders at one table, listen to all of them, learn from them, and say, hey guys, let's join forces and do something about how to improve bee health. If we could make a little tiny step in that direction, I think then that would be great.
Well, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add in that?
I think it's for us an exciting day here to have multiple stakeholders all being interested to see. Some might be a bit suspicious about what's going on here, but it's good that they approach us, that we have the opportunity to talk. And I think we haven't done a good job in Bayer to do that previously. And if we are now getting a chance to be heard and to talk to each other, yeah, that's a great day for us.
Thank you very much. Here at the Bayer Crop Science North American Bee Care Center grand opening, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.